Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. And this is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. This is our 6 a.m. prayer time. Good news, you can use morning prayer line. And if you'd like to call in with a prayer request, good morning, Sister Rhonda. I see you. Good morning. If you'd like to call in with a prayer request, you can call in at 619-924-0767. And we can talk a little bit this morning. 619-924-0767. Amen. What's going on here? I see good morning, Rose. Denise Southwood. Good to see you. Someone else just came on. I'm trying to see who the other one was. There we go. I pulled over. I couldn't see everybody. All right, there it is. Good morning, sis. Good to see y'all this morning. The text we're going to take a look at this morning, and again, if you have any prayer requests, just go on and type them in. Also, we like to just give honor to God, even on this day. But this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Text that we are going to be looking at is Psalms chapter 2. Psalms chapter 2 and probably Psalms 3 today. We'll just start reading and see how the Lord leads us this morning. Psalms chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Good morning, those of you coming on. If you can share this video, we'll definitely appreciate it. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen of thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. Psalm chapter 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter end up in mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Amen, somebody. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Psalms 4, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. Amen. Read that again. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, thou lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. Good morning, Tony McGuire. Good to see you this morning. Psalms 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemy. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O Lord, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out of the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Amen. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. O Lord, for thou, O Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Psalm 6, and this will be the final psalm this morning. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake, for in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. My eye is consumed because of grief. It waxed old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. For the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. We have read this morning Psalms 2 through Psalm 6. And I just love the prose. I just love the writing, the emotion that you see in the text as David, psalmist, as he speaks through words, through a pen, of things that are going on in his life. Fled from Absalom, his son, and talks to the chief musician in Neganoth, and just on and on and on. Such a blessing to be able to read God's word and to hear what thus saith the Lord. Let us together pray. Kind, righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you today we give honor and praise again. Thank you the best we know how. Thank you for listening to our supplication. Thank you for listening to our cries. Thank you for taking care of us in our angry states. Thank you for taking care of us in the times when we need to put more trust in thee, but yet we're weak. Father, we love you. We thank you for just being a great God, even though we sometimes find ourselves, much like David, watering our couch with our tears. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us in the our daily walk, that we will continue to hold on to the bloodstained banner of Christ, that we will continue to be lifted up and find true comfort in thee. Father, we come to you this morning in regards to souls that are with us this morning, praying for Sister Rhonda, ask you to bless her and keep her where she stands for in need of. She's always asking for strength, for there's times when she also feels weak. She's always asking for you to keep her strong, and she's praying for her family, for her mother, for a relationship with Leonard, for her children who are growing up at a rapid pace, for her family. We ask you just to continue to strengthen them and bless them in ways you know they so readily stand in need of. And trying to go through the day, Father, just give her that extra boost. She is a poet in her own right, and even reading through the Psalms probably would do her a lot of good, just to read through the Psalms and to see prose as she continues to have her mind be invigorated and write poetry itself. Father, there's nothing like being motivated and excited by the words of your supplication. And so we're just so thankful for your words and your inspiration that you give us. Ask you to bless her and keep her even through this day. Special prayer for Sharon Baker today. Ask you to bless Sharon, strengthen in the ways stand in need of. Asking for prayer for him and his family. Ask you to be with her, strengthen her in ways that you know that needs some extra TLC. Prayer for Sister Danielle Bowles, continue to bless her and keep her the way she stands in need of. She asks us to pray for her father and her uncle, Ricky Sanders, so we reach out to them and ask you to be with them as well. Praying for my schoolmate, Janice Southwick, who I knew as Rose, ask you to bless her and keep her the way she stands in need of. Says, good morning, brother. Ask you just to bless her and strengthen her and her family in very powerful ways. Continue to be with the things that she does. Father, keep her strong as she continues to grow in strength. Father, we're praying for Tony McGuire this morning, who's watching, ask you to bless him and keep him where, as you know, he so readily stands in need of, Father. Continue to touch his hands, touch the work that he does, continue to be with him, be with his family, be with the very projects that he has to deal with today, Father. Show him some TLC. Allow him to have the advantage today in the things in which he's working on. Praying for Connie Hunter today and Preston Sellers today. Praying for my sister-in-law, Alice Yancey. Ask you to bless her and keep her. Nancy Teague, strengthen her way she stands in need of. Be with her campaign. Praying for Jonas Ross Jr. and Big Joe T. Thomas. I ask you to bless them and teach them. Father, we ask you to strengthen them accordingly. Be with Joshua and the work that Big Joe does with the students at the School of Rock. Continue to bless him and keep him. Be with his health, that he will continue to get the doctor will continue to get the medication right as he continues to move forward, for not to let him be conquered by his epilepsy, but let him be conquered by thee. Father, praying for Nick Conti today, praying for Connie Hunter today, and Philip Henderson. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. We're calling Francine Sneed's name out today. Bless her and keep her accordingly. Estelle Foley, bless her, strengthen her today, Father, in the way she stands in need of. Bless them and keep them. LaWanda, Denise Troutman, Donnell, Nash Esther, and Peggy Busby White. We ask you to bless them and keep them this morning. Father, we're praying for Vanessa Edwards Jones, who's asking for prayer for her family and for the Harvey Church family. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them. Be with Brother Franklin Florence and his wife and those that labor there with him at the Harvey congregation. And my wife will be by there soon just to sit at the feet of that great preacher and just be able to hear him speak, thus saith the Lord. Praying for Michelle Jordan and Justina Giggers, that she'll be with her, strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Sister Giggers has lost a family member here recently, Father, and so we're asking you to bless her and keep her. I know what that's like. I've been through it. Not only her, we're praying for the Flowers family. That should be with Sister Wanda and Shaky and the brothers and sons and the entire family, the Bobo family, the McHenry family, the Johnsons, the Dinwiddies, and on and on and on, all the extensions thereof, Father. Bless them for the life that you have allowed us to share with Paul Fowler. We thank you for that powerful life and that spirit that continues to live in all of us. Be with the Maywood congregation as they continue to pick up the pieces and work, continue to work in your vineyard. Be with Brother Neil Lopez and Sister Lopez and strengthen them in the way they stand in the lead of, that they will lead your work onward and upward for your glory. Praying for Sister Griffin this morning, who lost 5 family members in a car accident, we learned at 51st Street Church of Christ. I ask you to bless them and keep them, bless her and keep her family during this tragic time. Praying for Brother and Sister Eddie Gillis. I ask you to be with them and strengthen them, be with their health. Really enjoyed spending time with them. Be with Patrick English and Sister Deidre English. Really enjoyed them and the 51st congregation. Brother Percy Hope and the rest of them. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them as they continue to do great things for the Lord. Be with them, Father, as they continue to work on their project of the building. New windows and et cetera. They're going to be doing and other projects. Father, grant them the ability to be able to do those things and receive help in those areas. Praying for the Far West congregation, Brother Sister Luke Miles Sr., Sister Kim Miles, who just had a birthday. We ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them in the ways they so readily stand in need of. Be with that congregation and all of them that labor there, and the boys and Ivory and Mom Miles and Wayne Miles and Sister Barbara Miles and the rest of them. Continue to strengthen them accordingly in the ways they stand in need of. Special prayer this morning goes out for Brenda Gotchett. Ask you to be with her and strengthen her. Ways she stands in need of. We're still praying for the new babes in Christ, those new souls baptized, 6 new souls baptized in the Muzidi Church of Christ in what looked like the Muddy Jordan. We're just praying for them, praying for Brother Melvin Smith, who's still traveling. Ask you to bless his tour and bless the work that he does. Also praying for Mike Wheeler, who's also traveling. Bless him and bless the work that he does as he's traveling. Keep him safe and sound and delivering back here safe and sound. Praying for Darlene Shaw and Eddie Van Shaw and Mom Shaw. Ask you to be with the Shaw family. Continue to strengthen them in the ways they stand in need of. Praying for Carl Davis this morning and Andrew McCaffrey, Big Pun, bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Praying for Christella Jones today and Grace Robinson, brother and sister Elroy Leach Sr., praying for our brother and sister Elroy Leach Jr. and all the derivatives, all the children there, and strengthen them and bless them. Praying for the Austin Church of Christ, strengthen them and bless them. Praying for Floyd Barnes and his sister. She's going to be taking over the work at the Christian Service Center. I ask you to be with them and strengthen them accordingly, Father. For our brother Floyd, and typed in, he wants a prayer for better decision-making and for himself. Father, continue to strengthen him and bless him. Keep his work going strong. Father, and then praying for family, praying for my sisters, Lois and Phyllis, and for my little cousins and all the derivatives thereof. Praying for my sister-in-law, Bonnie. She bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. My cousins, Lachelle and R. Jr. and Artie and Monty and Derek Burton and my cousin Daryl and his new wife Jody. And Father, just bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Tracy and that clan. My Uncle Slipper's children, bless them and keep them. Lenny and Tammy and Tanika and all the derivatives there are and their spouses accordingly. Bless them and keep them in ways they so readily stand in need of. Praying for my mother, ask you to be with her and strengthen her even through her health. My brother Mose, my brother Darnell, who stands in need of prayer. My brother Tyrone, I ask you to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Praying for my brother Damien, ask you to be with him, Father. Comfort him in his situation, Father. Bless him and keep him accordingly. Keep his mind centered on thee. Praying for brother and sister Lugo, strengthen them and bless them. Father, we're praying for our gospel meeting, that many will come out far and near and be able to be encouraged. Whoever you send will be encouraged by the word of God that will be spoken by brother Lugo in our eighth year, completing our eighth year at the Golgotha Church of Christ. And we're only still alive, only still kicking because of thee, Father. We're just so thankful for you. Thankful that you allow us to continue to work in your vineyard, even in very creative ways. Bless this work, and it will continue to grow therein. Praying for my sister Shanice and her children, and praying for my sister Shawan, who had a hope that her blind's grand opening went well this weekend, and for her husband, for the children and nephews. I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they so readily stand in need of. And Father, if there's anyone that I've missed on my side of the family, my cousin Carmel, my cousin Deborah, Daphne, cousin Bill, and on and on and on, Father, just keep them covered under prayer. Praying, Father, special prayer for my daughters, Nicole and Juanita, bless them and keep them, ways they so readily stand in need of. Keep them centered in you. Just keep them, keep your mind focused on thee. Praying also, for my wife, I ask you to be with her and strengthen her through this day as she goes back on the battlefield down to City Hall. Continue to strengthen her. Father, she'll be a good representative there. They will see the dedication and the motivation and the passion she has for her work. Father, and that she will continue to be your representative there at City Hall. Father, we ask you to continue to bless her and keep her in the relationships and conversations that she has with people, that they also will be encouraged about who you are and what you have done and what they can see that you have the power to do. Father, we're praying for our new mayor. Father, in spite of a lot of Chicago being Al Capone country, we're praying that she will be a good mayor, first female black mayor. Father, we're praying that she will be a good mayor and that she will be able to help the initiatives of not only people, but even black and brown people in this city. We're praying, Father, that we will be given a more equal stance in areas that we have not always had. Father, and that things will level out a little bit. We're praying that that administration goes well, praying for not only her, but for just the entire administration down there, praying for all the new offices and et cetera, Father, praying for our government here statewide, praying for the government nationwide, praying for our local government, et cetera. where they want to call Danny Davis's name out, a great troubadour. And they'll actually be blessing him. They'll be with Jason Urban. Bless him and keep him and his wife, Melissa. Strengthen them where they stand in need of. And my brother, Wilbur Cook. Bless him and keep him. Father, just asking for this prayer all the way around. Praying for Mom Linda this morning and praying for Patrick and praying for Angie this morning and for all the derivatives thereof. Ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for Skirky and Felix and Paul and Bill this morning. Praying for Herb. Father, we're praying for Paul's wife, Father, Mary. We ask you to bless her and keep her where she stands in need of Mary Floyd. Praying for Mary Walker this morning. Ask you just to bless them and keep them. Father, we're just praying for the brotherhood and individually and collectively. We're praying that your initiative will go forward, that it will be strengthened by people decide to lift up the bloodstained banner of Christ. Father, we pray that we know that we have the advantage and let us use it accordingly for what your purpose is, that people will know Jesus and the pardon of their sin. Correct us when we're wrong, build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. And all these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name this morning, let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Do something for someone that they cannot repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and then crucify. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Talk with you soon. Have a great day. See you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless in the name of the Lord.